My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Junkies coming to you live from downtown D.C. We're in the Monumental Sports Network studios. Happy to be joined by Will Dawkins, Washington Wizards general manager. This will be a less awkward exchange than the last time I saw you when I was in the box, in the suite at a Wizards game. I did a quick hello, and then I scurried off and like hid in the bathroom for a little bit. Everybody else is talking to you forever, and then I didn't re-engage with you. Good to see you again. Appreciate I'm not going to make it weird this time.
Can we give these handshakes?
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you
good
go
to see it, yes.
Were you intimidated by his greatness?
Or no. He does exude greatness, but I wasn't intimidated by it. I just wanted to get a quick hello and then let everybody else talk.
I think everybody was eating. We were kind of just eating, having a good time, yeah, and I just popped in on you guys.
Yeah. But it's all true. Cakes doesn't like people. He has a reputation as being nice, but he doesn't like people.
Yeah, I mean,
he said before when he used to park in the same place. No, we used to park in a parking lot that if he saw somebody on the sidewalk near us, he would cross the street to avoid small talk.
That's some social anxiety.
What was the aversion? Yeah.
Social anxiety. That's sense. All. That's yeah all it is.
I couldn't tell. You've always been good to me.
Thank
so
you.
I appreciate
thank
that
you. I appreciate that.
He loves to talk when he's got the microphone in front of him.
Yeah.
Anybody else, he'll
like
to talk. He gets
time
paid to talk.
Yeah,
he gets paid.
Exactly.
He gets paid.
Exactly.
He's volunteering to talk. There we go.
All right. What does a general manager do on a day like today? Like for regular fans, we have no idea. Like, what are you doing today?
Yeah. So September, we're about 2 weeks away from training camp. We have a lot of our guys in town, which is great. Like, they're volunteering on their own coming in. So you get to watch a little bit of that. Fortunately, it's HBCU week that we're putting on for Monumental. So I get to go to Howard and speak to them and join a panel there. And then we're trying to finish up hiring some staffing. We have some family services people coming into town that we're interviewing. So a lot of stuff on the day-to-day, trying to make sure we're ready to go once training camp starts.
How often or how long are the guys working out before? Because camp starts October 1, so you got a couple more weeks.
Yep.
How long do they work out now?
So obviously, the summertime, they kind of control their own agenda and kind of what they do. We've been really fortunate. Half the team's been here since August.
Right.
And after Labor Day, we've had like 90-95% of the guys in here. So they come in, do their own thing. If they want to play pickup on some days, they play. They organize it. But they're on the court 45 minutes to an hour just working on their individual game and also getting in the
drills and stuff.
So, yeah. You don't want to burn out too early, but they want to be in town and get used to the gym, and the camaraderie piece is more important than anything.
If Cakes was a GM, he wouldn't let them do other activities. He's always talked about
what
this
type of activity.
I mean, I think he doesn't like guys. He's going to be Team Cakes here.
Like jet skiing and all that.
Right. How about downhill skiing?
No.
You want Alex Saar on skis going down?
17 years from now.
I don't think Saar
could do that.
How about surfing?
Believe it or not, a lot of that stuff's in their contract.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes, thank you.
There's a lot of exclusions on that type of stuff.
Will, come on. We're smart.
Sure. Sure.
This guy.
You got to protect him.
Yeah.
Protect him from themselves.
You know what it is? In other sports, he doesn't like guys even playing pickup basketball.
Football
like a
guys?
Football player.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can snap your ankle like – that playing pickup hoops.
But those football athletes are different.
They're amazing.
They're built different. Yeah. And their off seasons are so long. They got to fill it with something.
That's true.
So how excited can I be? I just temper my expectations. Okay. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I don't like rebuild. I kind of like going to the playoffs. But everyone said, oh, we got to rebuild. All right, so we're going to rebuild. Yep. What can we – I think your draft, by the way, was fantastic.
I appreciate you.
I had no idea. But then I watched the summer. I was like, whoa, this Bub kid.
You love Bub Carrington.
Dude, he's the real deal. He's tough. Yeah. I'm like, oh, and then the George guy is Keyshawn. Like, oh, he's – yeah, he Keyshawn's can play.
Sar
like,
didn't
he,
miss a lot of shots, to be honest.
But he's the guy –
talk about that, too. Yeah.
But he's the guy that you're least worried about. It's like
correct.
The bottom
correct.
Of the draft. I was like, whoa. Yeah. That was a really good draft.
I appreciate that.
You know, they've done anything yet in the real games, but that was my blink.
I appreciate that.
So – but what can we expect? Because I'm ready to go win 50.
Yeah.
But what's
gonna
realistic?
Take a while.
All right.
Take a while.
What's realistic? Set the expectations.
I think first, thank you for saying that. What we wanted to do this summer was make a lot of cultural deposits into the organization, and I think we did that starting with the hiring of Brian Keefe and him meticulously taking time and building his staff. Once you learn those guys, all those guys have been lead player development guys at other places, and now they're kind of assistant coaching. So we're building a culture of development. And with that, last year was year one of the rebuild. As you know, you got to pull it down, build the foundational habits, and then build it back up. And I think we're still in the foundational building part.
So what's that mean? We're
gonna guys hit their three goals? I remember you said before the season last year that you gave each player three individual goals. How did they fare on those?
I'm
sure they changed throughout the season.
So some of the guys hit it midway through the season. You have to evolve the goal. Sometimes we set it too high and we got to pull it back a little bit. So that's the part of measuring quarterly.
What about the defensive goals? They were hitting
As a team, we didn't hit many of those. That's what I was going to say. Like individually, a lot of them checked the boxes, but our team goals we didn't. And that's what we spent a lot of the summer on, just being a little bit more competitive, defensive rebounding, things like that.
So let's go through some of the players. EB was highlighting them kind of in general. But
okay.
You draft Alex Sarr, number two. We got to see him in the summer league, and I was joking. He missed a lot of shots.
You're
the
good.
One thing I will say is he gets to his spots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks comfortable getting to his spots.
And the stroke looks fine. It'll be fine.
He's 7-1. He's a defensive player first. I think we saw that. Would he like to have some of those games back in summer league? Yeah. It was 5 months since he played 5-on-5 last in February, so we're not going to be too wrapped up into four games in summer league, especially when you saw and you actually break down the tape, the good things he did, how he got to his spots, how he moved the ball.
I thought they were good looks.
Yeah. We're not too worried about that. The offense is going to come. I'm excited for what he's going to be 3-4 years down the line. We're not too worried about those three.
Even though he's only 19, he's been playing professional ball since like 15 or earlier. Like, you probably didn't have to worry about him being a pro. Like he's been doing it already.
The professional habits that he has, we're going to improve upon those. But someone that wants to take the chance to leave home at 14, play in Spain, then try something different in America, playing for OTE, then go all the way to Australia, he's got to have a lot of different experiences and a lot of confidence that
what are the professional habits that you're talking about?
He just knows how to prepare for his body. He knows what goes into winning. Like, he's a vocal defensive player. It's hard to see 18, 19-year-olds talking.
How much are you into the guy's nutrition? Like, we always hear these stories about some of these guys who have just terrible diets, right? And at 19, 20, you can get away with it.
Wasn't it years ago when Embiid, like, people went in and saw his refrigerator, they're like, oh, you're eating just garbage. Yeah. Then they bought him all the fresh vegetables, loaded up his fridge, and then 2 weeks later, everything was rotten. He hadn't eaten any of it.
True story. I had 2 Twinkies this morning.
Very good.
And a breakfast burrito.
Bodies in the temple.
I'm not kidding. I had 2 Twinkies.
But you don't have to go out there and play like they do.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Sue Sanders does a really good job. She's our team nutritionist of teaching them what's right from day one. Obviously, you take their blood testing and make sure they're getting the right things that they need. But these guys are pros. They come in. They're getting meals delivered to their houses and prepared so that their body's ready to go. It's when we first came into the league 16, 17 years ago, we were happy to get like Chipotle and McDonald's.
Right.
And now these guys are eating 3 times a day, professional chefs.
It's pretty impressive. How good can Sarr be this year in your eyes?
I wouldn't put limitations on him, to be honest with you. I think he's someone that by the end of the season, you'll be like, okay, that was different.
Really?
He'll have his moments throughout the beginning of the year, both negative and positive, but the stuff he can do on the floor long term, I think you guys are going to be pretty excited.
What about Bilal? Mm. Bilal is my guy. Yeah. You may have discovered him a little bit before me, but he's my guy.
It was right around that same time.
There are two schools of thought here. There's one person sitting at this table who just wants Bilal to be like a 20-point scorer already, wants him to be instant impact. There's another person, a more rational person, that knows that it's going to take some time to develop him, that it's going to take some more experience, more time in the NBA game. What do you think of year one? What should people expect in year two and beyond?
Productive year one. When he was coming in, the year before, he wasn't even playing in Pro A in France at the beginning of the season. He was playing in the second division, and then by the end was playing starter minutes in the playoffs. And it was the same for us. We didn't know what we were to expect last year. By the end of the season, he was starting and getting more minutes. If he didn't have that wrist injury, I think those last 16 games would have been huge for him in terms of just making plays, seeing a little bit more on the offensive end. But he's had a great summer. Physically, when you guys see him, he's filled out. But the experience he had playing for France, winning a silver medal, going over there and really competing, getting those opportunities. He played in that final. I went over there and saw him play in some of those games and not play. But when they had to play against the NBA and the USA team, they put him out there and he defended. He was playing deep into the fourth quarter. So that experience, and then when you see his face come back, it's important.
It's just that my theory, is that the rookies that become stars in the league, and he can be a good quality player, that they generally will have more offensive flashes early on. And we didn't see much of that. Maybe one game where he got to like 20 points. So I don't know what type of offensive player he'll be down the road.
Yeah, I think he's still figuring that out too. He's young. He's 19. But the progress for him, we knew he was going to be a defensive player first. But you'll see him with the ball a little bit more, getting downhill. And physically, once his shoulders grow into and that contact, I think he'll be able to kind of add more to the scoreboard too.
So we can't bank on wins. This is what am I looking at? So am I trying to say how many guys do we have that are going to be a part of this in 3 years? what are the metrics that fans can be looking for?
Yeah, I think the measurables are a lot of individual right now. In terms of team metrics, things we're looking for, just being more competitive, being in more games, having a joy of camaraderie. We're trying to establish a style of.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Play that will last. Not just right now, but kind of where we want to go. So hopefully we try new things, try to be innovative and come up with new ideas that we can use moving forward. But we still got a lot of time to continue to add to the team, and we'll add through the draft and free agency and trade moving forward. Try to be opportunistic.
It's all about a plan.
A plan.
A process.
It's a process.
Process.
It's a plan. Yeah,
let it play out.
Now look, 3 out of the 4 pro teams are going through that plan here.
That is true. It's a good point.
So we're kind of getting used to it.
Well, Will, thanks for the time, man. We know you're busy.
You
October
awesome.
1 camp starts, and then the season starts shortly thereafter, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season.
Are you guys going to come back to training camp?
Would love to.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Love to do it.
Yeah,
I want to come sit on the wood. I need to talk to Will. I just need to go to game and be on the wood.
Yeah. We'll talk to JV.
You
need that experience.
JVS.
You started with Zach in the morning. That's who you should have started with. Zach was first.
Yeah.
You missed your opportunity.
Go to the head
on
of the snake,
right? Go right to the top.
That's the way it works. All right. We got to get out of here. We are done for the day. Thanks again to Monumental Sports Network for having us out in their lavish new digs. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.